Presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is the first candidate of either party to visit Pittsburgh this election cycle. About 8,500 people filled the downtown convention center to hear the Vermont senator speak to his key issues of affordable education and accountability for Wall Street. But as 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports, Sanders' stump in the Steel City appeared to have one strong focus.
Together, we are going to rebuild the trade union movement in this country.
Pennsylvania has a long history in manufacturing and has been hit hard by a loss of jobs, many of which were shipped overseas. Sanders played up this fact to the thousands who came to see him in Pittsburgh. Hershey, Sony, Allegheny Technologies, Sanders says they've all seen a lot of cuts in recent years. He says trade deals like NAFTA have hurt working class people.
These trade policies were written by corporate America for one very simple purpose, and that purpose was to not have to pay workers in this country a living wage. The purpose of these trade agreements was to enable them to shut down factories in Pennsylvania, in Vermont, and all over this country.
At Sanders' rally, members of the Electrical and Transportation Union introduced him, including Michael Smith.
I've been a proud member of the United Steelworkers Union for 22 years. My stepfather was a steelworker, and so was his father. So I have known, literally for as long as I can remember, the benefits and the stability that a good, middle-class, family-sustaining union job can provide.
Sanders says he also wants to raise the national minimum wage to $15 an hour and offer free tuition to public colleges and universities, platforms which have been criticized for being too lofty and unobtainable. Sanders says he'd like to pay for them by taxing Wall Street and the wealthiest in the country. Chris Borick says that message could take Sanders far with Pennsylvania's blue-collar workers. Borick is a political science professor at Muhlenberg College. He says now is a good time for Sanders to pay attention to places he could be competitive.
He has a chance to start hitting states that he's targeting, and Pennsylvania is a major target for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. It's delegate-rich. It has the types of populations that both think they could score well in.
Pennsylvania has a large student population, a group Sanders has done well with, but Hillary Clinton has historically done well with Pennsylvania voters and has a lot of personal connections and family history in the state. Still, Borick says it makes sense for Sanders to put in the effort, since Pennsylvania hands out its Democratic delegates proportionally. Even if he doesn't win, the better he does, the more delegates he could land. Borick says he expects to see more candidates visit Pennsylvania, given the tight races.
Pennsylvania's always been an afterthought. This year, on both sides, there's still competition.
Sanders' Pittsburgh visit comes on the heels of three of his primary victories. He asked his supporters to help him keep up that momentum.
And with your support on April 26th and a large turnout, we're going to win here in Pennsylvania.
I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News, and WESA's Megan Harris was also at Bernie Sanders' rally and spoke with some of those supporters.
I've known about Bernie before I knew who Barack Obama was.
Richard Hutchins got up before dawn to join thousands of fans in lines that snaked through the lower floors of the convention center parking garage. He says Sanders is the type of candidate the nation needs because he doesn't cater to the top 1% and actively fights on behalf of little guys like him. Pittsburgher Jamie Earl agrees. He quit his tech job back in December to help campaign for Democrats, and now he makes buttons for a living.
What I like about Bernie is he's not associated with any Wall Street crowd. He doesn't take any Wall Street money or big business money. And that's important.
Native Ohioan Anita Cunningham drove up with friends from West Virginia, where she works three minimum wage jobs. She's 24 and says she still doesn't feel financially secure.
So much like financial strain on me, like I had to quit going to school because I couldn't afford it anymore. And now I can't afford health care because my father worked a steel mill job his entire life. And now we don't have any of that anymore.
And this isn't their first Bernie event.
Yeah, like the last one we went to, it was like really emotional to like watch him. Like we were like almost crying to the point because like everything he said like touched us like so deeply.
Longtime organizer Rob Beckwith says he relates to millennials' heart and energy.
My parents first carried me around for Harry Truman in 1948. My first campaign by myself was in 1960 for JFK.
Today, Beckwith is a voting delegate for Sanders. He says he does it for the issues, but also for the camaraderie. He's definitely not there for Sanders' speech.
I don't watch it all. I know people who good friend of mine spends hours and hours every day watching stuff online. I'm busy putting people on the mailing list, getting flyers copied, getting these badges, printing the name tags, getting the buttons made and paid for. Yeah, I don't have time for listening to his speeches over and over.
He doesn't have time because Beckwith says he's heard it before. Everyone I spoke to says they know Bernie Sanders' message because Bernie Sanders is the most consistent candidate in either field. Richard Hutchins, again.
He's been fighting for these same things for years, and finally he gets the bully pulpit to actually make something happen. It's about time. It's long, long overdue. So burn, baby, burn. Let's get it.
I'm Megan Harris, 90.5 WESA News.